Do you believe a one-world government is predicted in the Bible to occur in our day? Do you want to know what the Bible says about the Vatican's role in all of this? Are you one that believes no prophecy of the Bible is of any personal interpretation, as 2 Peter 1:20 declares? And are you also one that understands all the symbols in prophecy are defined accurately in all the books of the Bible? If so, then you are one that would be blessed by the truth provided broadcast. Please join us on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for an adventure in Bible prophecy. See the prophecies of old come to light in today's current events as well as historic events in our not-so-distant past. You will find information in this broadcast that will benefit you and your family like never before. So please stop by Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on FirstAmendmentRadio.com for the Truth Provided broadcast. For more information, stop by our website at www.remnantofgod.org.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Another edition of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour that I do for Melody Cedarstrom. We're in the second hour now in a different time zone, a different frequency on shortwave, but still we're on First Amendment Radio, which is the logical way to do this. So we stay connected, and people that want to hear more, that can get the archives from the network, and happy to have Melody with me today. And certainly I'm happy to have you with me all the time, but welcome to the broadcast, Melody.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's great to be here. I'm going to do a recap on the markets today. Let's see. Naturally, I'm going to have to start out with gold. Gold being up $7.20 today. We're all pretty excited about that. Closing out at $422.80. Silver was up 2 cents at $7.53. Platinum was up $5 at $884. And palladium was unchanged at $195. And let's see, crude oil again is up above that $53 mark. And we had weekly claims, jobless claims hit 350,000 versus forecast for 325. So again, we're in that jobless recovery that they're so proud to discuss all the time. And there was also a report coming out, oh, I just lost my page here, that the planned layoffs for the month of May was up, I believe, 42%. So again, the unemployment numbers do not look very well. And they've brought that word back, inflation. Labor cost increases point to inflation. So there is a connection with gold being up so strongly today, $7.20. And the markets did not do much today. The Dow was up 3.62 at 10,553. The NASDAQ was up almost 10 points at 2,097. And the S&P was up 2 at 12,004. 30-year mortgage loans keep falling, so more and more homeowners out there can get some more wealth by refinancing again their homes, or perhaps they can still pay their bills with the lower mortgage rates with their ARMs, so with their adjustable rate mortgages. So again, they can continue to feel wealthy on their debt. And all of the factors, all of the numbers, you put them all together and it equals higher gold. So it's an opportune time to add more gold to your portfolio. And I have some really neat coins here today. I have five coins and they're all AUs. I have two AU53s and I have three AU50s and they're all certified by NGC. And the dates are, I have an 1873 open 3, and that's an AU53. I have an 1875S, that's an AU53. I have an 1875S, that's an AU50. And I have an 1876S, that's an AU50. And an 1874S, and that's an AU50. So I got five coins there, all AUs, 50-53, $20 liberties, all in the 70s, 1870s that is, an 1873, 74S, 75S, and a 76S. And there are two 75Ss. So great coins, beautiful coins, $510. You can pick them up each for $510 at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they're beautiful coins. They're nice, they're shiny, very nice eye appeal. And again, they're all certified by NGC. And great dates in the 70s, a little bit of a run there, 73, 4, 5, and 6, all in 18s. And all you have to do is call me, 1-800-375-4188. These are cash prices. So you have to call me if you use your credit card, and we'll figure out something what we can do. So 1-800-375-4188. Get them while you can.
We'll talk further about the grading of coins when you have more time.
Yes, that would be a good thing to do next week.
Okay, very, very good.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Melody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-375-4188 is the number for Melody Cedarstrom, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She supports me. She supports the network. And my feeling is I thank you for supporting her. And I hope you continue. And I hope those that you have not start by dealing with Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading to keep the truth and the direction in place with what I'm doing, and Dennis and Darren and my goodness, people, on the 3 o'clock hour that I did, I covered the summary of the World Bank Water Policy Report. And I'm going to conclude that momentarily. As I said before, I was going to cover the financial endgame slowly plays out, and then the sudden systemic implosion, which will usher in the brave new world. It's very well laid out. Fits right along the lines of my perception as well. And in the meantime, we've had all these problems with immigration and migration, actually migration under human rights treaties. That's what's been going on here. The immigration groups keep harping about immigration and illegal immigration. Well, if the truth be told to them, they would be very, very upset. The truth is known to me because I do the research and reading and documenting. Migration under human rights treaties is what's going on in America today. That's the best way to destroy a country and destroy a country's sovereignty is to flood it with immigration. Now, it's not just happening here, it's happening all over the globe. Migration is going on all over the globe to dilute sovereignty everywhere. And that is just the way I see it. Here we see from the website AmericanExpose.com talking about this El Salvador gang. Salventrencha 13 is increasing. Then with 1 hour, two people were found murdered miles apart in suburban Nassau County, New York. After an intensive investigation, police officials learned the murders were the work of the violent street gang Mara Salvatrucha 13. It also soon became apparent the gang was sending a bold message to its members and associates. That message, if you are not loyal, you are dead. So the ruthless situation that's coming about in this country is getting more intense. The Border Patrol with the Minuteman situation is becoming more intense. As I said before, there's going to be violence, more than likely, because that's just the way it happens with these situations. The creating of the crisis situation and the Hegelian dialectic directing it. So keep in mind, these are planned scenarios that are coming to this country to destroy it, to destroy its sovereignty. And that's why I want to connect this dot with the financial endgame slowly playing out. In the meantime, we see here, building a water democracy, dated June 1st, 2005. Local water wars are erupting across California against global corporations whose agenda is to privatize and profit from turning water into a commodity. Keep in mind, Executive Order 12803, as I spoke the last hour I did today at 3 p.m. Central Time, infrastructure privatization. Executive Order by George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992, around the time of the Rodney King riots, which allows private enterprises to buy up parts of this country, bridges, tunnels, water treatment facilities, dams. So what's happening is that privatization of water is well underway. That's because of this World Bank Water Policy Report and what they want to do. So if you want to get this report, you can get the tape from the network, or collect it off the archives of the network. It was 3 p.m. Central Time today that I covered this. As I conclude this, I will backtrack a little bit. I better not backtrack. And it might be better to not even continue with this at this stage, because I'm going to have trouble getting through what I need to get through. But keep in mind, control of the water is well underway, listeners. Well underway. And that's the biggest problem that we have today, is the control driving into the UN system. European leaders may scrap constitution. This full coverage is on our website by Dennis in Missouri. Post-war Iraq paying heavy environmental price. The disaster there is very, very eye-opening. A World Food Program Food Force, the game, is on the website to peruse yourself. United Nations World Food Program, hunger relief against poverty and famine. All this is part of a Hegelian dialectic to bring countries down and to take from the richer countries and distribute it to other countries to ultimately demise our country. That is the ultimate direction of all this. You'll learn about the Population Fund, U.S. Committee for the United Nations Population Fund. You'll learn about that. Excellent research, listeners. State of the World Population 2004. United Nations Population Information Network. Listeners, there is so much valuable information on my website that I have nothing to do with, and I'm so happy to say that, that I'm working with people to do the right thing in waking up our fellow man. Mankind is under attack. That is the biggest problem at this point in time. So, let me get my better spectacles on for reading this information, and we'll continue with this new direction. The financial endgame slowly plays out. Keep in mind, at the late show at 9 p.m. Central Time, I will have James Perloff on. James Perloff is the author of The Shadows of Power, about the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the author of several other books. He'll be with me at 9 p.m. tonight, Central Time. James Perloff is his name. So here we deal with, by Nigel Mond, M-A-U-N-D, the financial endgame slowly plays out, and then the sudden systemic implosion, which will usher in the brave new world. Amongst the growing plethora of warnings, some erudite, some emotional, Mr. Paul Volcker's commentary in the Washington Post entitled "The Economy on Thin Ice" of April 10th has to be taken very seriously. Given the former's position as chairman of the Federal Reserve from 1979 to 1987, when he was succeeded by Alan Greenspan, Volcker was forced into making very tough economic decisions in 1980, which he did by raising interest rates sharply to cool a vastly overheated market. Volcker acted, as the Fed chairman should, respectively, and therefore, like few other market commentators, has immense gravities when he flags up major economic issues, as he has done. However, the magnitude of the present Fed chairman's problems are on a hitherto unimaginable scale. No country or central bank has ever attempted to exercise in fiat money creation of such truly breathtaking proportions before. Moreover, no exercise in fiat money creation has ever successfully worked over the long term in any nation where it has been attempted. Before the post-World War II acceptance of the U.S. dollar as a proxy global currency, no country has had the unique opportunity to try such an exercise out on a global scale. Mr. Greenspan knows this, so you may well ask, what on earth is he up to? And equally importantly, why is it being done? It is easy to cast Mr. Greenspan as the befuddled Mr. Magoo, leading America to economic and financial ruin. However, such a disingenuation of this man's abilities is entirely misleading and dangerously erroneous. The Fed has some of the finest financial and economic brains on the planet. Therefore, the more acceptable answer as to why the digital U.S. money base has been exploded on an astronomic scale has to center on it being a part of a globally based economic and political strategy. The fact that this strategy has not been spelled out to the world at large implies a hidden agenda, and therefore a conspiracy, whilst the conspiracy theory of history is mocked by the media as the realm of scaremongers. The ignorant and the naive, anyone who has merely studied the history of Britain's kings and queens over the last 1,000 years, will readily see that conspiracies are very much part of court life. National government and Britain's international policy, nothing has changed. Indeed, with the advent of widespread literacy, modern media and information technology, the obfuscation of and the power to corrupt facts has been raised to a new and more sophisticated plane. Baking the news cake for palatable reception and consumption is an art form perfected for specific markets based on the cultural and educational profile of the local, national, or even international consumer. CNN, CNBC, NBC, and Fox News are little more than propaganda organizations serving up a daily Mac News for the generally poorly read and traveled, culturally naive, and generally poorly educated U.S. consumer. On the basis that those who eat junk, drink junk, read junk, and watch junk and listen to junk deserve, well, just more junk? Mr. Hitler and Dr. Goebbels would have been heartily jealous of such a malleable and docile, if not to say almost bovine populace, who could readily absorb such shallow rubbish and believe it all. Unfortunately, the insidious U.S.-style media is polluting the planet in the global attempt to produce a dumbed-down, ignorant, poorly educated, and malleable global serfdom hooked on trashy TV and video entertainments and other such nonsense, and moreover, up to their necks in debt and easy credit. Again, one is led to ask why. Aren't we living in the enlightened 21st century? Or are we regressing to type as demonstrated over thousands of years of human suffering in the hands of our own dubious species? Over the past 4 years, since the great stock market bubble topped out at over 11,000 on the Dow, innumerable commentators have been expecting the inevitable crash. However, time and again, the Fed has wrong-footed the bears, making apparent fools of many experienced and intellect commentators, including lesser morals like this writer. In a large extent, very few people are listening to the bears as a result of their dismal track record. Complacency is currently rife, as the markets defy financial and economic logic, and its economic paradigms and models are apparently refuted by the new economics of never-ending fiat expansion, akin to medieval alchemy. However, even at the physical scale of stars and galaxies, periods of great expansion are followed by sudden and very rapid implosion, as gravitational forces overcome spent nuclear reaction. In this writer's view, and at the end of the great global fiat experiment, based on the United States dollar, will end, not as most people think and hope for, as a well-orchestrated gentle descent, but suddenly and very brutally, like a collapsing red giant reduced to a white dwarf or X-ray star. Furthermore, an event or a multiplicity of major events, such as a continuing rise in the price of energy and oil, and or sudden economically forced global rebalancing will be the trigger for a collapse of the entire financial house of cards. This will destroy all the paper currencies without any exception, as they are all interlinked within the global markets, and none are backed by gold or anything else of finite defined value. In this circumstance, Richard Russell's views on gold and silver rise to the fore, and he is to be much commended for sticking to his guns. In this writer's view, he is 100% right. For the average person in the U.S., Canada, Britain, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, not to mention much of the European community, the quality of life is steadily declining amidst the illusion of paper wealth, represented by assets such as houses, bonds, and stocks. Since 1982, the money supply has been progressively pumped up at an ever-expanding rate, whilst real earnings have been in steady decline, under steady erosion, through real inflation, as opposed to the statistically incorrect CPI, as corrupted by manipulative juggery-pokery by successive governments. The prime instrument in this global economic game has been one fundamental to the lives of everyone, i.e., the house you live in. Unless the householder is rich enough to afford to own two or more houses, which most are not, then the paper gain in the steadily but rapidly rising price of his home can only be realized if he sells his home and moves into a lesser house in the same area, or one of similar quality and size in a less attractive or sought-after location. Most people do not like moving home for obvious reasons. Therefore, the only benefit one gains from ever rising house prices and property prices in general is if one can use some of the increased equity in one's home to finance other consumption needs, such as education, cars, consumer durables, holidays, home improvements, and non-essential luxuries such as speedboats and jet skis. As many writers have pointed out, a home is a source of finance amidst falling real earnings, a veritable private bank ATM to be tapped into as deemed necessary. This happy little arrangement has been facilitated and expanded by an increasingly lax and accommodative banking environment, which seems almost disinterested in whether one can ever repay one's debts in the face of unemployment or illness. Again, it is necessary to ask why this is being allowed to happen, and furthermore, why does it fly in the face of prudent money lending as deemed sensible practice since the creation of the banking system? Why have supposedly responsible governments allowed it to happen without imposing regulations to protect the consumer from himself and for himself? In the event of a collapse in the heretofore ever-rising housing market, often at a factor of 3 to 5 times the increase in average earnings over a sustained period of nearly 20 years, one's house becomes a financial lobster pot. Given the low equity in most new home purchases, in a collapsing market, the mortgages is still more than a tenant, albeit with a thumping great paper debt to pay off over the rest of his or her miserable life. In other words, modern society has reverted to one of baronial serfdom, reminiscent of the 11th century Europe at its imperialist worst. Genuine democracy and freedom has vanished in that other great illusion, so-called democracy. The biggest fear a family man will hold is losing his job. What a pernicious instrument of societal control the home has become. It's a corporate shareholder's dream come true. Like a dead albatross slung around the neck of the ancient mariner, as he thinks, how I wish I had never bought this house, and how I wished that I'd saved for that what I have purchased, and that it really did belong to me. The deep evil of credit, whose use appeals to man's darkest and bleakest being, is an instrument of acquisition, exploitation, and control, will be brought home to the unthinking U.S., U.K., Australian, and Canadian consumer like his very worst nightmares. As Yoda says to Luke Skywalker in The Empire Strikes Back, "You're not scared? You soon will be. Oh, yes, you soon will be." The downside of the exploding property market is immense and highly insidious. The vast inflation of property prices has served to bring about the following: distort the cost of structure of the entire economy through increased on costs of mortgages, rentals, and leases, which are recovered through higher charges in all goods and services. Inflated house prices push homes higher and higher tax thresholds, including sales tax, stamp duties, council or local authority taxes, and capital gains tax, resulting in increased cost of living. The increased purchase price and lower equity down payment in homes for most buyers requires them to take out ARMs, which is adjustable rate mortgages, rather than fixed rate mortgages. This increases the lender's exposure to financial risk in an environment of rising interest rates when unemployment and job loss risks increase. Furthermore, most mortgages issued in ARM contracts are junk status loans backed by derivatives with little or no financial due diligence performed by the lender on the debtor. I will continue with this on the other side of the pause. Listeners, the commercial pause. We'll be right back.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
PokerFace.com is their website. That's PokerFace. PokerFace.com is their website, listeners. I'm dealing with The Financial Endgame Slowly Plays Out by Nigel Mond, and I'll pick it up right where I left off. Oh, boy. Further distortions due to high and rising house prices mean that vital labor mobility is restricted throughout the economy as lower wage earners in important sectors of the economy cannot afford to take out a loan or move from a location of low house prices to one of high prices. Such key labor includes teachers, medical staff, police, firemen, and drivers of public transport vehicles. Large mortgages or home loans come with a deep psychological load on the mind of the mortgagee or borrower. The thought that you have a mountainous debt overhanging your daily life effectively dominates your life, whether you like to admit it or not. The fear of losing one's job becomes ill, or having an accident where you cannot pay your monthly bill, resulting in your family being made homeless, is a socially destructive and degenerative influence, coloring a person's outlook on life and their entire social behavior. The net result is greater mental stress and physical illness, increased crime, drug and drinking offenses. In some, and by no means rare cases, suicide results. Now the great game plan starts to make some sense. Higher home loans and the greater indebtedness of society are well on their way to creating a modern version of serfdom, in which people will work for a nominal income from the cradle to the grave, merely giving birth to a new generation of serfs as they live their constrained lives, earning nominal wages, never being able to somehow get ahead as their income is whittled away by taxes, debt servicing charges, and interest payments, and everyday living expenses. Lives, for most, will comprise of a few small pleasures and, mostly, endless drudgery in making the elite few richer and able to enjoy what most people can never have or even dream about having. Modern industrial corporate dynastic families owe their origins to the age of technological expansion and industrial development in the 19th century. The prime interest of these families is to ensure their dynastic inheritance of power and wealth. The mentality of the rich and powerful is absolutely no different to what it was in the age of the pharaohs, kings, and more obvious, the recent megalomaniacs like Hitler with his 1,000-year Reich. Wealth and power corrupts and distorts an entire mental philosophy of those who wield such power. The main effect is to numb the senses to the feelings and well-being of all people and the erroneous social responsibility that comes with wealth. Evidence of the preoccupation of the rich and powerful with grandiose, conspicuous consumption is evident in the French chateau, colossal British estate homes, Aztec and Egyptian monolithic structures, and huge Roman villas, etc. Time and again throughout history, from the Chinese emperors, European kings, Indian moguls, and modern era dictators, man has quested for dynastic power over his fellow human beings, murdering countless millions of ordinary people in the process. Oblivious and indifferent to their suffering, man's lack of wisdom and responsibility to his fellow beings has not changed. Only his technology and knowledge base have, which he largely uses unwisely to further his personal ends. The current financial game plan is just another variant of the age-old desire to control people. This time not with brutal and highly obvious and alarming armies of jackbooted asphalt soldiers, but with pinstripe-suited, educated, suave bankers offering easy credit and good times like the fox to Pinocchio in Walt Disney's classic film. How easily are the people gulled into economic slavery? Their hedonistic greed for easy and immediate acquisition of goods and comforts to fulfill a perceived need that they cannot afford to pay for is being used to enslave them. As in judo, the Japanese art of self-defense, a person's body and normal behavioral reactions are used to bring them down. hand in hand with the strategy of enslaving people with credit, is a much wider ranging, multi-pronged attack against the entire fabric of society's cohesion. The facilitating of divorce laws, abortion, gay rights, and a raft of more insidious measures such as the progressive downgrading of the education system, except, of course, for the elite schools like Yale, Harvard, Stanford, Brown, MIT, Cornell, Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College, Durham, or ANU in Melbourne in Australia, etc., where the offspring of the elite get their university training. Furthermore, in most countries, students have to pay for their education by taking out bank loans, financially enslaving them before they have commenced their working lives. At the first grade universities, academic requirements remain high to generally exclude those who have not had a good private education. Furthermore, these universities are usually located in much more exclusive and more expensive towns, such as Oxford and Cambridge, further discouraging the poor from shouldering the extra cost of attending these schools. In the scheme of the world to come, society is utterly atomized and totally malleable. Every aspect of normal home and social life is now under attack, and people are so preoccupied with debt repayment and just keeping their heads above water that they are not able to focus on, let alone comprehend, the society they will bequeath to their own children. To keep the ordinary citizens happy, they are plied with constant, mindless entertainment, similar to those staged by the Roman emperors with their endless games held in grand stadiums such as the Colosseum or in Rome. These distract the minds of the masses from the reality of their pathetic existence. An ample supply of cheap food is also available through a sophisticated mass distribution and integrated farming system provided by the powerful and omnipresent supermarket chains such as Walmart, Sears, Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Safeway, Kmart, Asda, Kohl's, etc. The availability of cheap and plentiful food helps keep the masses of society placid and content. Furthermore, the availability of fast, hyper-processed junk food is a godsend for planners as it is resulting in widespread obesity on a global scale. Obese people lack the impetus to protest and are typically inactive and sedentary. The present concern over the massive U.S. twin deficits does not worry the Fed for the simple reason that they fully understand what they are doing. Everything is pretty much going perfectly to plan. They know that one day the system will collapse, but only when they want it to, and have all their plans in place ready for that day. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. has steadily but increasingly pursued a strategy of flooding the world with U.S. dollars. Following World War II, which saw the destruction of the old power in Europe, the U.S. dollar was the only currency, with its solid backing of 22,000 tons of gold and a strong and debt-free U.S. economy, backed by a strong resource base and a preeminent military power, which could serve as financial collateral for the international trade and settlements. However, first and militarily drawn out of the Korean War in 1950 and 1952, and then the enormously costly Vietnam War debacle from 1962 to 1975, progressively sapped U.S. economic power and undermined the dollar. In 1968, the post-war Bretton Woods Agreement, in which the gold price was fixed at $35 per ounce, was rescinded, and the U.S. dollar was largely taken off the gold standard. The final vestige of gold backing for the U.S. dollar was removed by President Nixon in 1971. This single act opened the credit floodgates, and gold rapidly rose to $120 per ounce by 1976. Thereafter, under Paul Volcker's tenure as Federal Reserve Chairman, fiat expansion accelerated as the dollar was no longer tied to anything. By 1979, the inflation of the money supply was literally going out of control. Gold soared to $850 an ounce, and silver rocketed to $50. Volcker had to act, and did so decisively by using the only effective tool in his armory, interest rates, rising them rapidly to $22. This induced a severe financial recession, which the incoming chairman, Alan Greenspan, relieved by once again opening the liquidity spigot, financing Ronald Reagan's huge expansion of the U.S. military in the 1980s and a huge accumulation of U.S. national debt. The economic brakes were applied to a vastly overheated economy in 1989 by raising rates into the teens again. However, from 1992 to 2000, the U.S. has seen the liquidity spigot open to an unimaginable level. The injection of so much cash into any economy is bound to cause major distortions and excess, and it did. The rest is history and is well known to readers. However, the colossal equity bubble has spilled over into an even larger bond market and now real estate bubble. U.S. mega debts are collectively something of the order of $45 trillion, comprising $8 trillion of federal debts. The trade deficit is motoring along at $60 billion plus per annum, and the U.S. needs to import $2.6 billion a day to finance its debt. Furthermore, the war in Iraq, planning action in Iran, and maintenance of 700-plus U.S. military bases worldwide is accelerating military expenditure. A serious attempt at resolution of this gigantic U.S. economic imbalances is considered unlikely in the near future, as the liquidity spigot is still pretty much wide open. Real interest rates are still negative or approximate to zero. As is well known by most readers, the entire monetary system relies on symbolic relationship between the U.S. consumer, financed by his vastly asset-inflated house, bonds and equities, and provision of cheap labor in China, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, and India, where much manufacturing has been outsourced by global companies. The U.S. citizen will over time be reduced to earn the same wages as his Chinese and Filipino counterparts. He hasn't realized it yet, but he is being progressively reduced to sweatshop labor by being reduced to accepting a job at McDonald's or Walmart on $7 an hour. Now manufacturing has been largely outsourced or relocated to China or other Asian nations. However, the time will come, maybe by 2015 or 2020, when his wages will be reduced significantly to make relocating manufacturing in Ohio an attractive proposition. Welcome to globalization and the New World Order. This is all wonderful, of course, if you are one of the owners of the means of production and the capital base. You can play one nation off against another, arbitrage wage rates and maximize profits, and reduce your labor force to compliant and malleable serfs. All this comes with the labor force to compliant and malleable, all this comes with the added benefit of the sword of Damocles hanging over such employees' head in the form of debt mountain. What a brilliant scheme this all is. Far from being idiotic and improvident, Mr. Greenspan's Fed has been a main control box for what is a brilliant global plan, awe-inspiring in its breadth, depth, and vision, and staggering in its extremely cynical execution. This is surely mankind at its most devious, and is corruption of power taken to an ultimate level. Using his incredible advantage of having a global currency in which all commodities are traded and all international loans and settlements made, the Federal Reserve has not only created an internal U.S. dictatorship via credit, but has gulled China, Japan, and Southeast Asia into a brilliant trap. The highly imbalanced trading relationship between China, Japan, and the U.S. is well known, and has been frequently described in some detail by Morgan Stanley's chief economist, Mr. Stephen Roach. In this relationship, The U.S. buys the majority of Chinese and Japanese goods with digital dollars. Real money simply no longer exists, running up huge accounting surpluses with which they buy heaps of meaningless paper in the form of U.S. Treasury bonds and equities, enabling the economic merry-go-round to happily continue. In this highly distorted and imbalanced market, no one dare flinch. It is the ultimate prisoner's dilemma game, and how Mr. Greenspan, a brilliant Harvard academic, must love every minute of it. The cast of anyone throwing in the towel and jettisoning the dollar is quite simply awesome. No one has the courage to dare try. Like it or not, Asia is America's hostage politically and economically, and can be crippled at a moment's notice. China has no internal market to replace the U.S. consumer, and Japan, Taiwan, and Korea are relatively saturated markets. However, Greenspan knows that this circus cannot be sustained forever. The dollar is under heavy pressure in the open markets, and nerves are jaggling at the sheer size of the imbalances and awareness of the eventual correction. Europe has, to a large degree, borne the cost of this great experiment with a 25% appreciation of the euro over 3 years, impacting seriously on their economies. Should the dollar drop sufficiently in coming weeks or months, the Europeans will be screaming for Greenspan to raise rates into real positive territory before they are left no option but no short of the dollar and precipitate the market crisis. To add to the above, commodities, not least oil, are on an ever upwards trajectory precipitated by sustained and increasing Asian demand. Eventually, the inherent inflationary cost, global trade, and financial distortions will conspire collectively to force a resolution of current imbalances. The longer this situation is sustained, the greater will be the correction required. A soft, low trajectory landing is considered highly unlikely. The system will implode when it finally goes. The U.S. dollar's value is only a perceived value. Its real value is nothing. When the realization dawns that there is going to be no nicely staged managed end to this situation, the normal human reaction will be to hit the exits. The history of the markets is not one based on simple mathematical logic. Man is first and foremost driven by his primeval instincts, i.e., greed and fear. The latter is the more powerful of these instincts. When this market goes, it will do so across almost all sectors and go very fast. Greenspan knows this. This is the grand denouement of his global scheme. As any other end was never possible, as it would fly in the face of the simple mathematical and economic logic. We will then have his brave new world, and the U.S. will have Patriot Acts 1 and 2, and the Ministry of Homeland Security to sweep up the mess, as the citizenry finally wake up to their awful predicament. Those who have paid for their homes and hold private hoards of gold and silver will be the only ones able to enjoy any form of normal life. However, the future for the U.S. looks pretty bleak given its current political drift. I thank God I don't live there. And once again, this is by Nigel Mond, M-A-U-N-D. And I believe, I'm not sure where he comes from, but I thought you should hear that, and you heard every word of it tonight, because of the situation we're in, listeners. The circumstances speak well for themselves in the last 50 minutes of this broadcast. He lays it out very, very diligently, to the point, and on the money. Speaking of money, if you want real money, I suggest you call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, DGST, responsible for the broadcast you just listened to. 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Real money is what she deals with. There is no other real money than what she deals with. She supports me in this broadcast and this network, so I suggest you support her. And, you know, listeners, I don't know of her affairs or anything like this. I just know the situation our country's in. I know the documenting that I do. I know the documenting that Dennis does. I know the documenting that Darren does. We three or four are on a roll. And it's most important to support Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading, listeners. Although I didn't do this for her. I'd never had her in mind when I did this. I just realized that this is the way it has to be to get real value in what you own. And this last 50 minutes covered it very, very well. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of this sad information, this tragic information. But it's all around us. The documentation is there. You have to be pretty stupid not to see the documentation, listeners. It's all on the website, AmericanExpose.com. And you can learn about the United Nations Population Information Network. It's all here. Dennis spends a lot of time researching, connects dots, gets them there on just about a daily basis. And you can see how the world is being pummeled into a position of servitude, including this country, as our business and industry has been outsourced below the border and overseas, bringing back slave labor products from communist China. In the meantime, the environmental movement, Agenda 21, is well underway, and I suggest you must read the number 9 entry in today's date, June 2nd, of my website, AmericanExpose.com. The truth about the environment. Very, very important to read this. The truth about the environment. Most important to read this, listeners. You've got to start getting active in your knowledge. You have to turn off the television. You have to turn off any kind of distraction. Concentrate on yourself and your family and their future. Those of you that have children, you really need to concentrate because they're the ones that are going to suffer more than you. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of this sad information, but I've been talking about it for 9 years. This encapsulation by Nigel Mond, well put together, people. And this article first appeared on his website, www.clivemaund.com. That's clivemaund.com. Not a pleasant thought, the way things are being maneuvered today. It's going to continue to take out money from our pocketbooks, money we don't have. Digital entries, successive directions in place all the time. The European Union is reeling against the people of France are reeling against the European Union, and the people of Europe are reeling against the European Union. The people of Europe are wide awake. But they're not armed like the people in America, so the fear is in America. The people on the top fear America. We have to make a difference, listeners. I'll be back in 1 hour. Stay tuned for Jackie Pedrew. I'll be back in 1 hour with